mind one thought at a time.
Greetings and welcome to the Changing Minds Online Empowering Women series. How are you doing today, Jessica?
I am doing fantastic, Akina. You know, I am just loving, I am so happy right now, you know, so grateful for this amazing opportunity to really just be on this show, be here. And, you know, I am packing. I will be traveling to Arizona, going to the Grand Canyon for the first time this weekend, and I'm just really looking forward to that. So, you know, pending the hurricane misses my area, I will be with you guys on Sunday and be able to share that with you. And just really excited about it. And just really, you know, Kina, we've been talking a lot about living in the moment. I'm really excited to be just embracing this moment now.
Yes, it sounds wonderful. Anytime you're able to experience a wonderful nature, a visit like the Grand Canyon, you know, it is always a gift, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, it really is, another thing it is it's a big kind of, when I think when you're out in nature, it's one of the ways that I actually go to regenerate myself. You know, I've been working really, really hard over the last few weeks, few months, and really since I moved to New Jersey, it's been a huge process. And for those of you who follow my podcast, you know, six months ago, you know, you might know my story. I quit my full-time job. I moved to New Jersey. Got a different full-time job. That job wasn't for me. I'm now a full-time entrepreneur, and I've been working really, like, you know, to just replace my full-time income. And I've got to the point where I've replaced my full-time income as an entrepreneur in just a few months, and I renovated the house now. But I got to the point where it's taken a really, really big toll on my body. And I realized just even today, I had this epiphany of what a big toll it's taken on me. And it's really important that we go and we really regenerate ourselves. And one of the things for me is that when I get to a state of overwhelm, to chaos, where I'm feeling worn and run down, my confidence tends to dwindle. And that's why I'm so excited about this call tonight. You know, one of the main reasons why I'm going out to Arizona is well, not only to visit my amazing boyfriend who sent me out there to visit him, but it's really just to boost my confidence. It's really to go, and it's really to just raise my level of awareness of who I am and what I'm capable of. So I know on that note, Akina, that's actually what we have in store for our audience tonight. So do you want to introduce our guest and our topic for the evening?
Oh, most definitely. Today's topic is, what do you do when you need a confidence booster? And we're going to be talking to the wonderful, the fabulous, the amazing Sheila Agnew McCoy. She is an author, an entrepreneur, a life coach, and an inspirational speaker. And she's getting ready to inspire us about what we're going to do when we need a confidence booster. How are you doing today, Sheila?
I am doing excellent, and I want to just thank you both for inviting me. I love this subject, and I really was excited when you contacted me to do something. And I love talking about confidence. I love being able to motivate and inspire people. So thank you for having me on.
Most definitely. Thank you for accepting the invitation. And I'm looking so forward to talking about this topic. Now, you know, let's just jump into it because, you know, we're all excited about this, so we're ready to get it, right? So tell us about the importance of confidence and why we would need to boost it. So tell us more about the importance of the confidence.
Well, the importance of confidence is really, like Jessica said, sometimes people get down. I don't care who you are in this world, around this world, everyone needs to be inspired by something. And a lot of times when things don't go our way, or even when things go our way, we lose that confidence for various reasons. But what we have to understand is there are vehicles that we can use to bring us. So some people can do it on their own. Some people need help. And some people, and most people such as myself, a lot of people go to places like the Bible. And you can get so much inspiration, and you can build your confidence, but here's the problem. You can go there, but they stay there. they don't take that inspiration to action. And that's why we need to God gives us that information, but we need to act on the information that he gives us. So I think confidence is the ability to believe in yourself and to believe that God has given you everything you need to get to the place where you need to go. But like I said, sometimes we need other people, and sometimes we need other things, and sometimes we need to go places. Like Jessica said, she's going to the Grand Canyon, and I'm sure, just having been in that area myself a couple of months ago, she will be inspired, and whatever it is that she was maybe down about, maybe just work or tired or a body, she will be regenerated just because it's the nature of that. So that's what I mean when I say having a confidence builder, being able to envision and then growing with that passion with whatever it is that you're dealing with or whatever level you need to go, that you can enrich your life when you build your confidence.
Wow, you know what I love about what you just said is that really we have everything that we require already. And, you know, I'm going to the Grand Canyon, and someone listening to the call, I don't want them to be confused. You know, you don't have to go do anything extraordinary. You don't have to pick up and travel somewhere, right? You have everything you need. And I also love to go to the Bible as a source of inspiration. There's so many wonderful things. You know, if you don't have one and you like to read the Bible, pick up a Bible Promises book. You can get them anywhere. Get them on Amazon. It really doesn't matter which one. But it has different categories. So if you need, you know, if you want to read about patience, or if you want to read about confidence or faith or trust, whatever it is, you can actually just look at verses that are centered for that. And I think it's a phenomenal way and a phenomenal resource. But I love
how
you talk about
words. And I like that, because here's what I always say. I always tell people they need to move, but I don't mean you have to move like physically move. You have to have a mental move, a mental makeover, so you can move within your mind. You can move, you can have a different mindset. You move to a different mindset. You need mindset. You move to a different level in your vision about your life. So you can have a physical move or you can have a mental move, but what you need to do when you need a confidence booster is to have a makeover. You can stand in front of the mirror. You can stand naked in front of the mirror if you want to. But that's your makeover. You decide, and a mirror doesn't have to be a full mirror. It could be the mirror of your mind. But you have to get to a point where you believe that you could do. So I'll tell you a story about my first book that I had wrote in my first book about a lady who I did not know that I was connected to. But a friend of mine, we had a business where we were doing some staging for apartments that were going to be given to people who were misplaced because of tearing down some of the projects in the Chicago where I lived at the time. So this lady's name is Deborah. These apartments were 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath. And Deborah lived in a Chicago housing project, and she didn't want to leave. She didn't want to move to that apartment because she had grown up, her children had grown up, her family, her friends were in this project. So she was scared to leave that environment simply because that was her comfort zone. So the same apartment that some of the people in the building were going to be paying $300,000 for, she was going to be getting that apartment. But she could not see past that box that she was in. But the reason why she went on and moved to the apartment is because she had no choice, because they were going to tear down the building. But once she was in that apartment, her whole life changed. She decided that, oh, okay, this is beautiful. This is something I never done before. Her confidence became so strong that she started filling out applications for jobs and things that she had never done before. She got a position, the first application that she filled out a job for. So different things can help different things. She got out of that box. So we may be in another kind of box, we may be in a relationship box. I know people that, a lady I just met recently, that she didn't get out of the bed for 6 years because of a domestic abuse situation that left her physically lame for a long time. But mentally, when she was healed, she could not get out of the bed. So she had to get her mind to a place where she had enough confidence to get out of the bed and build her business back up. And now she doesn't even like to go to bed. She's so busy working. So that's what we talked about, not just a physical, but a mental move.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, you know, we really do have everything that we require within us to really have anything that we want and to be anything we want. And one of the things, and I really love how you talked about, is really getting outside your comfort zone. But the truth is that we all stay stuck because we have certain beliefs about ourselves. Now, if we want to actually go further and we want to be able to get beyond where we are now in whatever way we want to, whether or not it's a relationship, whether or not it's in a business, whether or not it's something that you want to do, a hobby like running or art or, you know, design, if there's something that you want to do, in order to be successful in that to a better, to a higher degree, you know, what it really comes down to is changing your thoughts about your ability to. And for me, and it was very interesting because I was talking today to one of my business coaches, and I had told her, I said, you know, sometimes I shut down when I can't do something, when something becomes impossible, or whether or not, you know, I just shut down. So, for example, if my company is doing a contest and, you know I can't reach the certain goal in time, I'll shut down and I just won't do anything. And she had said to me, well, why do you think that you can't reach it at that time? And I said, you know, it's really true. It's true for me I can't reach the goal, but it's only true for me because I've decided it's true about myself. And then if I start to change my relationship around that and start to have more confidence in myself and my abilities, well, I know I'll be able to create and do more and bless even more people. See, the truth is we're all created in the image of God, and we all have the divine within us. You know, and through sonship and daughtership and time with Him, you know, we really have the power to create anything. But we only are able to access the degree of that power, and it's really the degree to power which we believe ourselves to have. And really that comes from confidence. The more we have confidence in ourselves, in God, and our ability to really receive from Him, that's the degree to which we're going to be able to make things come true in our lives.
Exactly. And here's the thing. The reason why you felt that you maybe were not going to reach that goal, or you couldn't reach that goal because you were still stuck in the what if, the I can't, the I don't, well, what if no one will, and, you know, all of those kind of words that prevent us from moving, because we all have a hesitation. And I think I actually just left a meeting where it was goal-oriented in my business as well. And I understand, because you hear something and it sounds good and you think you can do it, but then you let those really their action words, but you don't want them to lead you, because those are the kind of words that will prevent you from moving to that next level, whatever that next level. I work with a lot of people 40, 50, and 60 and beyond, and so a lot of those, particularly women, they think that, okay, I'm at a certain age, and I'm not going to be able to do this, or I'm too old to do this, or people think I'm too old. And I always tell them, we don't look at ourselves like we're moving to the next phase and the next level. And as long as you're living, whether you live to be 80 or 90 or 100 or whatever age you are, you're still capable of doing something each day. You're still capable of being great. You're still capable of starting a business or working out. We got people that are 80 years old that are running marathons. So you're still, I have friends that do triathlons. And so you still could do whatever your goal is in life. But if you always are in that box where there's a little doubt, then it's going to be difficult to move to that level wherever you are.
Man, that makes perfect sense. You know, a lot of people don't think about it being just mindset
that sabotages the confidence sometimes. You know, a lot of people try to blame it on the situation or people or places or things, but they don't ever realize that it's just really the mindset. You know,
it is,
what
I'll
would you recommend?
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, please. No, please.
No, I was just going to tell you, I was just going to say, here, we have people that I can name a million people, but we have people just like everybody knows, Mary Kay Product. But do we know that a month before she was going to launch that, those products, her husband suddenly died, and she was going to quit the whole thing. But someone, another person, her children came in and said, Mom, you got to do this. So not only did she build billions of dollars, but what else did she do that's important that all of us should think about? She left a legacy. So you don't see, when you see a pink car, what do you think about? You think about that Mary Kay. So those are the kind of things that when I talk about other people can build you up as well as you relying on yourself.
That is so true. You know, a lot of times people try to handle things on their own, and it makes so much sense when they realize that it's okay to ask for help, because that help also builds up your confidence. I mean, I'm a person that, you know, I've always really had to rely on myself to get things done. And, you know, now that I'm working with my lovely co-host here, Jessica, I'm learning how to ask for help when I need things, you know, when things come up. And, you know, it is a confidence booster to realize that, okay, you know, you are only one person. You don't have to be all things to all people. There's somebody here that wants to help you. And that feeling of release gives you confidence.
Right. You all have the same, and plus that you all have the same mindset. You know, and you can bounce off of each other, which is a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. And, you know, so what tips would you give somebody who feels like that? Like they have to be all things to all people, and they are running on both, the candle at both ends. They just don't know what else to do, and they need that one little boost of confidence. What would you say to that person?
Well, first of all, I've learned personally that you cannot be all things to all people. And I always say, this is what I have to tell myself. You are not the savior, okay? And that's how I'm able to back down. I started telling myself, okay, you are not the savior. But what I say to that person is basically that one thing. You cannot be and you cannot do everything. And you have to learn how to say no, you know, and I said you have to eliminate the word I can't, but the word I can't is okay when it's related to no, that you can't do everything. No, I'm not able to do that, because if you're going to wind up doing everything for everyone else, and what you have to do, what God has for you, and the plan that he has for you will be back behind everything else, because you've been so busy putting everything else in front of you. So I would suggest that those people that, like I used to be, would consider doing their confidence booster, their makeover. Their makeover is a list of, this is what I'm going to do, this is what I'm not going to do, and this is what the result is going to be. So you can have a list of those things. I always say do these things. Make a list of the things that you like, the list of the things you enjoy. Make a list of the things that that get in that way, the negative things. Then turn that list over that's negative and only focus on the positive things. If you do that, you'll eliminate some of the drama, some of the overwork, and those kind of things that happen when you think you could be everything to everyone.
Yes, that is so true. That is so true.
I love that. It's interesting because I am actually a person who says yes to everything, and I'm one of those people who doesn't ever, you never have to worry about me playing a small game. What my kind of weakness is and where I tend to sabotage myself is I want to do everything, and I want to, you know, I want to run ultra marathons and simultaneously write a book, you know, and all in the same day, you know, and that's just who I am. And I tend to overcommit to things. And one of my mentors and someone I'm working with right now, she's actually gave me an order today or a suggestion or she requested of me today that I actually uncommit to things. That she said, you know, you're overcommitted and your adrenals are shutting down. You need to uncommit to things. And I love how you say that. And, you know, a lot of times for us that we don't have confidence or not, you know, for those of us who, when we don't have confidence in ourselves, we worry about what people will think. So, you know, we do things just because we're worried people won't like us, won't find value in us if we say no to something. And the truth is that, you know, if that's the case, then they don't really are, you know, it's not conditional. It's a conditional love, right? Some people only want to be in our lives because conditional, right? It's conditional upon us doing something for them. So, you
right,
know, we
and
have
you're
this fear.
Enabling. Yes, you're an enabler because you're allowing that to come into your life as well.
Yeah, and we have this fear that people will not love us, they won't support us if we uncommit to something. But the truth is we have to uncommit to things. And we really shouldn't be seeking out that conditional love anyway or those conditional relationships. We shouldn't really worry about that. You know, Akina, I know that you and I both are the type of people who are, you know, we commit to everything and we do everything people ask us to do. So I know that this has been a big part of your journey as well and really just learning to tell people, no, I can't do that.
Well, I really think that if you try, the first thing that I talked about is writing your list of the things that need to be done, the things that are getting in your way, and you need to make a transformation. So you have to transform from what everyone wants you to do or what you think you want to do for everyone, and you have to move into a place where you're happy with yourself, where you're doing, and what's going to happen is those people that have been depending on you are going to start being able to stand on their own. So it's going to be difficult at first because you still think you're going to have to be that person. But those people will start walking on their own, and then you'll find that you're a lot freer, and you're going to be freer to do the things that are going to be priority to get you to the point that you need to be in your life.
Now, when you're talking to one of your clients, and they are just really stuck in a rut, and they really just need that one push to get them started and motivated. What is usually the most effective way to get someone started in that boost in the confidence?
Well, it's going to be really dependent on the person and the situation. And I think the hardest probably people that I've had to deal with are people who are involved in a domestic violence situation, and I have had people, not the whole group, but some people that I have got up at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning and talked to, have made all kind of calls for, and it's the hardest thing for me to get a person who's involved in a domestic violence situation to understand that it's they have a low self-esteem, and you just talk and you talk and you talk and you work and you work and you work. And I think that the best thing to do when you're dealing with something like that is to not give up on the person. And believe me, eventually they will heal. So it really just depends on the person and the situation. But what I try to do is get people to feel good about themselves. You know, I get them to a point where they can walk. I like to get them to a point. I like to take them to like a reception or an event, and I like to let them walk in the room. And most people are scared to walk in a room with a group of people that they don't know. But I like to tell them that they're supposed to walk in that room like it's the penthouse and they own it. So I like to try to build people's confidence by having them actually go out and take part of what in whatever it is that they're lacking in. So it's the conversation, and it's how you really get deep into what they're really feeling. So you have to be an emotional person, too, to really kind of get deep into what a person is feeling in order to build their confidence about a situation. It could be as small as someone wants to write a book, and they don't know how to start, or they don't think that they could do it. But I try to encourage them that I was a person that my teacher in English one time, my paper was so red it looked like Zorro was, you know, on it. So you could do all things through Christ that strengthens you. That is my, you know, that is my thing, you know. So that's how I do. I try to get into the bare bones of a person, what it really is. Building, you know, confidence, lack of confidence is really lack of self-esteem. And I know there are people who say they're overconfident and they could do everything and they're confident about everything they do, but really, no, there's no such person like that, because it's something somewhere that you're going to need someone to help you, because everyone needs inspiration. I don't care who it is, President Obama, Oprah, whatever, we all need inspiration.
Yes, yes. You know, a lot of people, they may not believe they need inspiration, but you are right. Everyone needs inspiration, and they need to be able to see that it's all around them as well. You know, I love the topic where you said it's all about the self-esteem. You want them to do the one thing that scares them the most and then build from
right.
there. I mean, that was epic. Yes. And once they start there, then they can conquer anything else because they've already conquered that first seed. Let's get the fear out the way. Let's do it.
Let's just walk. I mean, I'll be on the trail and see someone that I know is really trying. You know, it could be someone extremely overweight or whatever, that I could see that they're really trying. I could see it in their face because they're out there. So I might just say something, you know, when I walk past them or stop and talk to them. You know, like, what is your goal? So what do you, you know, goal? You know, I just want to give people that that they can do it. You know, they can do it. It could be a little child. It could be, you know, adult. It could be my mom, who I actually had an experience with, who she's 86 years old. She can walk, but it's very painful due to a degenerative disc that she has. But when she was at my house a couple of weeks ago, she put on her shoes, and I was in the kitchen cooking. And I said, "Where are you going, Mom?" She said, "I'm getting ready to go walk." And I said, well, you might want to not walk down that hill. You might want to just walk around the area around the house so that you could do that. Now, she uses a cane, but I looked out the window, and she was walking on her own. And she walked around twice without the cane, and then she walked around 8 times with the cane. And I was so proud of her because she had built up that confidence. And the doctor told her to try to walk at least a half a block. But she had built the confidence that she could do that because she wants to have a quality of life. So if you could be – I was so proud of her because I knew that that was something in her heart that she really wanted to do, and she didn't let 86 stop her from doing it. So I just really believe that confidence and building confidence and boosting your confidence is all within you. You just have to come out of that box and move to another level in your mental, sometimes physical, thinking.
Wow, that was powerful. You know, I was getting ready to ask you if you had any inspirational or final words to say to the audience, but my goodness, that story about your mom, I mean, I was like, we could top it.
Yes. That's something we've been dealing with for a couple of years, and to just see her face and to see her trying and making it twice without the cane, I just videoed it, really. So So when I call her up and she's down, I'm going to say, Ma, look at that video. If you could do that, then you could get through whatever it is you're going through. And so I say that to anyone who might be listening. If you could make that first step, if you could make that first step, you could get through anything. So I want to, you know, I want to invite people to, you know, share their stories with me. I'm on Facebook a lot, so I invite you to share things with me and tell me your stories or however you want to do it. But I just want people to come out and be strong and be the person that you're supposed to be.
Would you like to share your Facebook and your website with the audience?
My website is simply SheilaAgnew.com. Same thing with Facebook and all those other social medias. And I have an exciting new group that I have that is something that I wanted to do for a long time. It's called 50 Plus Connecting the Dots, which is a Facebook group where I'm allowing people 50 years old and older to post share-worthy news, what they're doing, writing books or in movies or whatever it is that they're doing in politics or Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So I'm inviting people to share that on that page as well. So that's my information. And I just want to say I have really had a great time talking with you all tonight. And I really wish you the best on your show. And, you know, look forward to talking with you again.
Thank you. We had it was an honor to have you on here as well. And if you resonated with something that Sheila said tonight, please find our recording at changeyourmindsonline.com. We're also on YouTube, Stitcher, TunedIn, and, of course, iTunes. Jessica, do you have anything to say before we close tonight?
You know, I always listen to the podcast looking at the same way. And just, first of all, thank you, Sheila, for being on the show. You know, and for our listeners, you know, just make it a really powerful week. I'm praying I will be with you guys on Sunday. I guess this depends upon the weather in my area, but you know, have a fantastic week. Make it a great week, and that's it. There will be a show no matter what on Sunday night. So we'll hope to see you then. All right, guys. God bless.
God bless. Thank you.
Good night, everyone.